Today's audiocast from AppWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news service, is brought to you by IFR, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. FlyContract.com, owned and operated by Charter Matrix, is the largest aviation contractor directory currently available online. Marketing pilots and flight attendants for contract and permanent employment has a new job board and now enhanced search functionalities. And in this hiring frenzy that's going on, we thought it'd be great to talk with President and CEO Terry Cooper, who is also a corporate pilot and a website developer. How are you, Terry?
Hi, Mike. Doing well. Appreciate you having us today.
And what, first thing is, what do you see as the job market out there for pilots and flight attendants right now?
Job market's very strong at the moment. We see a lot of requests for full-time pilots as well as the contract flight attendant job market's growing. With all these jets being delivered, as you know, this stands to be one of the busiest years in history as far as jet deliveries in the corporate aviation world. And those pilots have to come from somewhere. So a lot of times what we're seeing is pilots who used to fly heavier jets moving down into these smaller jets.
So the hiring boom really is in corporate right now.
Definitely, yeah. We're seeing a lot of boom in corporate aviation, and a lot of the airline pilots are seeking employment in corporate aviation right now.
The trend is from the airlines down into the corporate level.
Yeah. You know, right now, one of the things that we've seen change is the military is no longer training an abundant amount of flight staff, pilot or mechanics right now. So what happens is in the schooling right now, they're not training nearly as many pilots as they used to do. So, we're seeing a shortage of pilots. There's a large amount of pilots that are hitting the 60 to 65 age range that are retiring every day due to mandatory retirement. And right now, you know, you've got companies such as Bombardier, Gulfstream, Cessna, Eclipse, Embraer that are all delivering more aircraft last year and this year and the next year that more than they've ever delivered in history. So with the shortage of pilots and with deliveries being increased so much, the insurance requirements are still high. And they require jet-trained pilots. And so we're seeing the shortage, and that's feeding our website, work, because people can't find trained pilots.
Well, it seems like every day we're reading about airline pilots of this company or that company taking concessions, their benefits being cut. Is that also fueling this downward trend into the corporate market?
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct there. You know, it's one of those situations where even though an airline pilot job is still, it's still a pretty good job. I think sometimes some of these pilots get frustrated with what they see at the company. Maybe it doesn't look as stable as it used to, and they would like to get away from that hustle and bustle of what's going on. We're seeing them come over to the corporate world.
So with those airline pilots coming over, and then you got flight school graduates really competing for the same jobs in a lot of cases.
Absolutely, yeah. Sometimes they do now. You know, we do see a trend. Flight departments, they really like to hire people who are already trained in the aircraft. So there for a while, it was one of these situations where nobody wanted to actually train a pilot in a new aircraft, but we're seeing it change now to the point to where people are actually spending the $30,000 or $50,000 to type rate that pilot in that Gulfstream or Challenger jet because they need a good pilot. And so they're starting from scratch.
Well, a lot of the commuter airlines seem to be adopting the strategy of putting a very experienced pilot with a low-time fresh graduate. Is the corporate world trying that any?
You know, the corporate world did that back in, I'm going to say, about 7 years ago. It was a very popular scenario. However, in the corporate world, we're seeing higher-level pilots in both the captain seat and co-pilot seat. Now, it used to be a few years ago that every jet had a captain and a co-pilot. Now you're seeing most jets have two captains. And that is due to high insurance standards that have been placed on the corporate world, And that it does up the costs of training, but it also ups the salaries of the pilots, which enables these corporate flight departments to be able to compete with the airlines as far as pay and benefits.
Well, it's very interesting. What quality are you seeing coming out of the flight schools these days?
We're seeing less pilots come out of the flight schools. But as far as corporate flying, you know, we deal mainly with seeing the pilots come straight out of flight training facilities such as flight safety and semi-flight and SIMCOM. And I think the quality has definitely increased in the past 5 years. Right now, like I said, most of the pilots are training as captains. So, you know, the co-pilots of yesterday are being held to a higher standard. So, you know, when somebody gets on board a corporate jet these days, they are getting a better crew than what we have ever seen in the past. And in my opinion, they're getting a better crew than a lot of the commuter airlines because, like you said, they are using a experienced captain and a very low-time co-pilot.
Very interesting. All right, well, tell us about flycontract.com.
Well, you know, flycontract.com was started out of the necessity of needing to find a contract pilot. And with the insurance regulations today, when you need a contract pilot, you need somebody who is current in that model jet as well as 12-month simulator trained from a facility such as flight safety or semi-flight. And finding a pilot, let's say in a Gulfstream 200 or a Global Express, can be very tasking. You know, it used to be years ago that a chief pilot would keep a list of pilots and friends, and when they needed somebody, they would just start calling around. And as we've seen the pilots disappear into full-time jobs, we have seen that these chief pilots and directors of aviation spend a lot of time trying to find somebody. And these are very busy individuals. They really don't have a day or two to waste to try to find a part-time pilot. So we built a website to help that, you know, help facilitate that search. And it just took off. You know, within 3 months of building the website, we had over 1,000 members on the site. And that's where it took off from. And now we're seeing large staffing companies, manufacturers, flight training facilities utilize the website to their advantage.
So you're matching employers with pilots, but also flight attendants, right?
Yeah, definitely. The pilots are very strong, but the flight attendants, it's almost a regular occurrence. Most flight attendants in the United States are contractors versus, you know, most pilots are full-time employees. So most of the companies do not staff a full-time flight attendant, so they will use our website just for to find flight attendants for specific trips that they require them on.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about flight attendants on a Gulfstream corporate trip. Would they sign on for a length of time or a certain number of trips or one trip?
We're seeing different things. You'll see a 2-day trip pop up, or you know, normally, like you said, you know, Gulfstream or Global Express, being large aircraft, those usually go on trips of 7 days or more. And so normally the flight attendant will go away for anywhere from 7 to 14 days. Sometimes we're seeing a lot of overseas contracts where they're going away for a month or 3 months at a time.
And they post their resume on the site. Is that how it works?
Yeah, they answer some questions as well as upload things like a resume, a picture of themselves. They can even upload certificates of their training. And one of the most important things of our website is that when you search for someone, you can view a 3-month calendar of their availability. And what this is just a calendar that shows when they're available and when they're not available. So that This calendar really plays in the employer's favor. Because rather than wasting time contacting somebody who's not even available for your trip, you can go on to the next person who is available for your trip.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, to be listed on the site, there is a yearly subscription, I understand.
Yes, that's correct. And it's a very efficient subscription. It's $98 per year. We find that does not stop anybody from signing up. It's well worth the money.
Sure.
The average rate for a flight attendant hovers right around the $380 per day range. And for a pilot, the average pilot's probably somewhere around the $600 to $700 per day. So one day's job pay more than covers your $98 yearly membership.
But employers can go on and do a search on the site free, is that correct?
Absolutely free, yeah. We don't want to make the employers even have to sign up. We don't ask their names because we know that they don't want people calling them or bothering them. So we really built this website with the employer in mind, and I think that's one of its main strengths.
And how have you enhanced the searchability of the site?
We've really enhanced the search. We've kept it simple, but we allow people, such as, you know, if they're searching for a contract pilot, they can search by what specific manufacturer and type of jet that they're requiring a pilot for. And then they can narrow that group of pilots that they've found to a certain state, or they can view all of those pilots for that specific aircraft on a Google interactive map. So that quickly allows the employer to see where all of these pilots are located, because many times they need to see who's within the closest airline flight to them, because many times they need somebody the next day.
Wow, that's just very cool. Well, we're happy to talk with you and help you get the word out just a little bit. Seems like a great benefit to those looking for employment. And I think you've got to jump in a Gulfstream and go off to some exotic location. So we're not going to take up any more of your time today. But, Terry, we appreciate you being with us today. That website is www.flycontract.com. Today's report was brought to you by IFR, the magazine for the accomplished pilot. You can learn more or subscribe at www.ifr-magazine.com. For breaking general aviation news, log on to avweb.com and comment on today's audio cast. Welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. We appreciate you listening today.